Welcome to Where Science Meets Self-Care with Ida Finelli. With over 30 years in beauty and wellness and a background in medical science, Ida blends clinical knowledge with holistic care. Each week, she and her guests share insights to help you achieve healthier skin, balanced energy, and empowered self-care. Now, here's your host, Ida Finelli.
Today's video will be in two parts. Today in part one, concussions, care gaps, Arnica's flower power, a holistic wake-up call. If you've ever experienced a concussion and recall them handing you a pamphlet, told to rest in a dark room and sent on your way, you're not alone. We're talking about people with long-term post-concussion suffering, even though they followed the healthcare workers' instructions. I'm also sharing my story that blends science, soul, and real-life experience with a head injury. In part two, we will discuss another issue from my story. Many people don't get the complete healing they need from conventional concussion care. And while government-funded programs mean well, they're often under-resourced, oversimplified, and not equipped to deal with the complexity of brain injuries, especially the emotional, hormonal, and energetic fallout that can linger for months or years. Healing takes more than time. You may have been told it just takes time, but time alone doesn't heal inflammation, fascia tension, lymphatic stagnation, or emotional trauma. It takes action, intention, and support. Medical concussion care often follows rigid protocols and checklists. You either qualify or you don't, regardless of the nuance in your symptoms, history, or instincts. If you don't meet a clinical threshold, or if they decide you're recovering fast enough, you're left to fend for yourself. There's no room for individuality, intuition, or proactive early intervention. It ignores the invisible aftermath. Brain trauma isn't always invisible. Many survivors look fine but live with interior chaos. Insomnia, memory lapses, hormonal disruptions, mood swings, emotional volatility, disconnection from self. These subtle but debilitating symptoms are rarely addressed in a 10-minute follow-up call or through a standardized rehab form. Here's what often gets missed: brain fog, hormonal imbalance, chronic headaches, difficulty driving, working, or socializing. These aren't minor inconveniences, but signs of deeper nervous system dysregulation. It relies on rest instead of real recovery tools. The most common advice, just rest, give it time. While rest is essential during the acute phase, it's not a treatment plan. Time alone doesn't resolve. Chronic inflammation, vagus nerve dysregulation, lymphatic stagnation, emotional and energetic trauma. For proper recovery, the body needs quick, active support for the following: irritability, sleep disturbances, light sound sensitivity, emotional dysregulation, neurological recalibration, inflammation reduction, lymphatic drainage, nervous system regulation, emotional integration, concussion care in the system. What's missing? Medical concussion programs focus on diagnostics, limited physio, and passive rest. But what about lymphatic drainage for facial and brain swelling, nutritional protocols to restore neural function, homeopathic and botanical remedies to support circulation and reduce trauma, emotional and energetic healing to address the invisible wounds, the cost of doing nothing, stories I'll never forget. I've met many concussion survivors in my practice, people from all walks of life, and the pattern is heartbreaking. Some of my clients followed this advice and lost years of their lives to brain fog, emotional instability, sleep issues, and cognitive decline. They say do nothing, rest, don't overstimulate your brain. One client told me they taught her to be dependent her whole life. Another locked herself in a closet for a year. Another client said they did nothing for her and lost 6 months of quality of life. Another client had swelling near the eye area and needed surgery to reduce the swelling, or he would have been blinded from it. I've seen people with minor concussions struggle to drive, work, or even tolerate daily noise and light, not from the injury alone, but from the absence of real recovery support. They say their long-lasting symptoms are psychological or stress-related. Some are still living with them. Time doesn't heal. What is Arnica Montana? Arnica Montana is a perennial flowering herb in the sunflower family. Its extract is in gels, creams, tinctures, massage oils, tablet form, and homeopathic remedies. Topical first aid usage of Arnica. Arnica is a common ingredient in topical first aid for bruises, sprains, muscles, aches, wound healing, superficial phlebitis, joint pain, arthritis, osteoarthritis, insect bites, and swelling from broken bones and concussions. Recent findings suggest it may help burns heal. Homeopathic Arnica. Homeopathic Arnica has even more potent curative properties than Arnica in its herbal form. The specific preparation of the homeopathic remedies process includes dilution and vigorous shaking, known as secessions, that concentrate the energy of the substance, thereby increasing its healing powers. Aside from first aid and accident applications to unbroken skin in the short term, homeopathic arnica taken internally can also aid in healing concussions, be utilized pre and post surgery, reduce swelling, bleeding, pain, and much more. Understanding ingredients and their holistic and health benefits is a part of being an esthetician. As a certified holistic esthetician and reflexologist, I first heard about homeopathic arnica from Zangara, a holistic vegan skincare line I have faithfully utilized since 1994. I received homeopathic free education and instruction in the dermatician course when studying to be a holistic esthetician from the Zangara skincare company, whose ingredients in their skincare product included arnica for helping those with sensitive skin conditions and rosacea that had all shown positive and excellent results. The Zangara training instructed me to use arnica in any instance of trauma, bruising, bleeding, and swelling. If little did I know how crucial that information would be in a family crisis. The fall that changed everything happened in mid-December of 2016. My husband had qualified for the Boston Marathon, and while doing a training run, he slipped on a wet, slippery surface and fell, hitting his head on the ground quite hard. The fall rendered him temporarily unconscious. And when he awoke, he was blinded in one eye by a damaged optic nerve from the impact. I'll discuss more about this in part two. And the left side of his face was left bleeding, bruised, and quite swollen. He found his way back home, believe it or not, which was 3.5 kilometers in the dark. and he slumped into a chair. After finishing my last appointment with a client, I was horrified to find him in such a shocking condition. Still, I immediately grabbed some arnica gel, applied it to the swollen area on his face, and gave him a homeopathic arnica tablet to take internally. Knowing that he needed medical attention because he was also coughing up blood, I took him to the nearest hospital. A CAT scan thankfully confirmed that the internal bleeding had stopped and that a tiny bone had pierced his left optical nerve, blinding his left eye. The doctors also believed that he had developed a concussion from his fall. They also x-rayed him to discover he had cracked his skull. His face was still swollen when the hospital released him 3 days later. Still, when he returned home, I continued giving him homeopathic arnica tablets 4 times daily until the swelling resolved itself. Everyone was surprised when a week later, aside from no further internal swelling, the swelling on his face was also gone. Energy healing and community support. Before going to the hospital, I performed distant energy healing on my husband to stabilize his field. While he was in the hospital, I contacted my energy healing group to send him distance healing energy, which gave him a foundation for rapid recovery. His doctor recommended physiotherapy. And although my husband was reluctant to seek this kind of treatment at first because he thought he was fine, he eventually did. After only 6 sessions, the physiotherapist felt he no longer needed to continue since his physical recovery was fast. The physiotherapist had recommended lots of rest, which wasn't an issue since my husband felt the need to sleep a lot. A reduction in his exposure to electronics, as well as avoidance of alcoholic drinks, since she stressed that alcohol would destroy the very brain cells that he desperately needed to rebuild. Before he saw the physiotherapist, my husband had only one drink to celebrate New Year's Eve that year, which only served to make him feel dizzy and off balance, which proved her recommendation. In early January of 2017, only 2 weeks after the doctor diagnosed my husband's concussion, a friend notified me about attending an upcoming course on how to help concussion sufferers. The speaker had quite a bit of experience with many athletes who had suffered concussions during their careers. And she informed us that the human brain is nearly 60% fat. As a result, healthy fats stimulate neurogenesis, the growth and development of nervous tissue. She further stated that the remaining 40% of the human brain combines water, protein, carbohydrates, and salts, and that for concussion sufferers, it was essential to begin a healthy diet with high amounts of healthy fats, such as omega-3s, coconut oil, olive oil, salmon, sardines, avocados. She also stressed the importance of including the supplement astaxanthin, one of the most potent antioxidants found in nature. I'll talk more about it in part two. Aside from the use of Arnica Montana, this information was also vital in terms of dietary supplementary needs for anyone who had suffered a concussion for maximum results. And it equipped me with more critical knowledge on how to help my husband recover from his concussion. By March 2017, an appointment with my husband's family physician confirmed how fortunate my husband was to have healed so quickly and so well, and he reminded him that the consequences of the accident could have been far worse. Amazingly, my husband recovered to the extent of returning full-time to his business as a beekeeper, honey farmer, only 3 months after his accident and concussion diagnosis. Later, I wondered if I hadn't utilized the topical and homeopathic arnica in the first place, how his recovery would have been, even though he had met his dietary and physical needs. Upon further study, I discovered they frequently use homeopathic arnica montana for concussions. People who receive arnica at the beginning of a concussion do not have the long-term side effects of a concussion. Its use can even take place of surgery, which is required to relieve excessive swelling that can cause further damage to the brain and the eyes. It is helpful for any trauma with bruising, swelling, or pain because it is a vasoconstrictor, which constricts, or in other words, narrows the blood vessels and helps to speed up circulation. It contains many anti-inflammatory plant compounds such as sesquestrine, lactones, flavonoids, and phenolic acids, which help maintain pain. Conclusion. Let's stop waiting. Let's start healing holistically, immediately, and with heart. Concussions aren't just bumped to the head. They're complex neurological trauma that affect our brains, body, hormones, emotions, and sense of self. Yet the mainstream healthcare system often responds with a protocol, not a person, a checklist, not a compass. Medically funded concussion programs primarily address acute injuries with a short window of care and limited support. If your symptoms aren't severe or you appear to be functioning, they won't provide the tools to recover fully. But looking okay and feeling okay are not the same. My husband applied for a medical program, but they didn't accept him for these very reasons. Some programs extend limited support into the chronic phase, persistent symptoms beyond 3 months, but even then, access is often restricted by strict eligibility criteria, example, only if symptoms are disabling enough, limited duration of care, example, caps number of physio or cognitive therapy sessions, a reactive approach, not preventative or holistic. People with moderate or less visible symptoms often fall through the cracks. If they appear to be functioning, they may not qualify for therapy at all, even if they're struggling with brain fog, fatigue, anxiety, or light sound sensitivity. In my work, I've heard many stories from clients concerning their experiences and the aftermath of a concussion, even some with less traumatic injuries than my husband had, who also received rehabilitation, still had worse outcomes. The consequences and long-term effects of their concussions took their livelihoods away for years or longer. When I tell them my husband's stories, they say, if only someone had told me what to do back then. My husband was fortunate that he didn't have to worry about any precautions, interactions, and the like associated with arnica. I will list these at the end of the article. I am grateful that he didn't have any of the long-term side effects that accompany some of those who have had concussions. A year after his accident, he was able to start having the occasional alcoholic drink, and his running coach stated that his balance was also excellent. After re-qualifying for the Boston Marathon in 2018, I'm happy to report that he could participate in the 2019 Boston Marathon with a well-clocked time. My husband's recovery was not a miracle. It was a method, a blend of homeopathic arnica montana, both topically and internally, to reduce swelling and bruising, support tissue healing post-trauma, help prevent long-term complications, energy healing done by me and my energy healing group from a distance to calm his system and accelerate recovery. Nutritional neural repair included healthy fats, avocado, fish, and antioxidants like astaxanthin to rebuild the brain's structure, omega-3s, MCT oil, B vitamins, and turmeric. Hydration, sleep hygiene, and screen time reduction. Lifestyle awareness, limiting stimulation, embracing emotional presence, and believing in the body's intelligence. Time, presence, and belief in the body's ability to repair. What I've seen in my holistic clinic and personal life tells a different story. They instruct many people to rest and wait. Time alone doesn't reverse brain inflammation, regulate the vagus nerve, or mend emotional trauma. It doesn't drain lymph or repair fascia tension. And it certainly doesn't address the soul-shaking disconnection that many concussion survivors experience. Sadly, not everyone gets the chance. I've met clients with less traumatic injuries than my husband, who were still suffering years later because they had no tools, no support, and no one who believed they could recover. We can do better. Let's replace passive waiting with active healing. We should advocate for our loved ones and integrate that nourish the nervous system and the human spirit. Holistic therapies, reflexology, lymphatic massage, cranial sacral therapy. Healing doesn't just happen to us, it happens through us when we show up for ourselves with intention, action, and love. Your brain balance and clarity of mind are important. Don't wait for the system to catch up. Start your holistic concussion recovery today. Reflexology works on the acupressure points on the feet, hands, face, or ears to release the blocked energy in the meridian lines. Cranial sacral therapy. This manual therapy focuses on optimizing neurological balance in the flow of the cerebrospinal fluid and lymphatic fluid, which can improve overall brain function. Light and frequency support, violet ray and sound therapy to reset neural rhythms and reduce pain or brain fatigue. Compassionate patience, safe touch, trauma-informed listening, and belief in the body's ability to help the overwhelmed. Emotional support and lifestyle, breath work, gentle movement, avoidance of alcohol and overstimulation. Patience, understanding, and encouragement. Other available advanced neurohealing therapies are Dolphin, MPS NeuroStem, Microcurrent for Brain and Body Recovery. The Dolphin MPS NeuroStem is an advanced therapeutic tool that uses direct current microcurrent stimulation to support the nervous system after trauma, including concussions and post-concussion syndromes. Health Canada approves this device, and it is approved by the FDA as well. It reduces inflammation and pain, stimulates the vagus and cranial nerves, promotes parasympathetic healing and autonomic system neuroregulation, improves circulation to injured tissues and brain areas, support emotional and cognitive balancing. Often used by professionals trained in neurotherapy, acupuncture, and integrative rehabilitation. The dolphin neurostem has shown promise in alleviating concussion symptoms when used early and consistently. Microcurrent is not just for pain, it's for rewiring the brain. The Dolphin MPS offers a unique frequency approach that speaks the body's language. In the description section, I'll include a link to contact the company for training information, sessions, or referrals. They have therapists that have knowledge on how to work with concussions, and there's a course for concussions that you can take if you so choose. Hypothermic therapy, like the Pro2 Cool system, is a cooling therapy that may help reduce the severity of concussion symptoms and speed up recovery. Whether through the ozone-rich spark of the violet ray, the rhythmic pulsing of pulse electromagnetic fields, otherwise known as PEMF, or the stabilizing influence of low-frequency magnetic stimulation, which shows promise in reversing concussion-related symptoms such as balance issues and sleep disturbances. These modalities work in harmony to recalibrate the body's biofield and support energetic integrity. Now I'll go through Arnica Montana's precautions. Do not apply arnica to broken skin because the body will absorb it. The flower arnica is a flavoring ingredient in beverages, candy, baked goods, and other foods. However, when consumed in large amounts, it can be poisonous. Interactions with medications. Do not use arnica with blood thinning and slow clotting drugs like anticoagulants or antiplatelets because of its ability to prevent clots. Arnica is a photosensitive substance. Pure arnica tincture can be unsafe when taken by mouth. Pregnancy and breastfeeding concerns. It's considered unsafe for breastfeeding or pregnant women to take arnica internally or topically. Allergy to ragweed and related plants. Do not take arnica if you are allergic to ragweed, chrysanthemums, marigolds, and daisies. Do a patch test or check with your healthcare provider before applying arnica to your skin. Surgery. Stop using arnica at least 14 days before surgery as it might cause extra bleeding. It is better to use it after surgery to reduce swelling and bruising. Taking the oral formula is also good after dental work. I've done it after I get my dental work done, and it reduces the swelling very quickly. Here are two forms of arnica. This is the gel that you can just apply topically to any area, and you can also get it in a cream form. I prefer the gel. And this is the homeopathic form. And what it's just little sugar pills, and you shouldn't touch it with your hands. Like, you should take it directly. You put it into the lid and then put it right into the person that you want to use it. Then it won't work inside of you. Part two, the benefits of supplementary astaxanthin for concussions, eyes, health, and so much more. To refresh your memory, I attended a seminar focused on helping concussion sufferers, which was recommended by a friend. The speaker had experience with many athletes who had suffered from concussions during their careers. In addition to recommending a diet of healthy fats and oils needed for neurogenesis, the growth and development of nervous tissue, she introduced the supplement astaxanthin, one of the most potent antioxidants found in nature to help in the healing process of a concussion. Astaxanthin is a carotenoid pigmented phytochemical found in plants, bacteria, marine algae, and other living organisms. They are diverse, natural pigments primarily found in vegetables, fruits, and many plant parts. Bright orange, red, and yellow colors indicate their presence. Flamingos, lobsters, salmon, fish, eggs, rainbow trout, crabs, krill, and other seafood are a perfect pink or red because of astaxanthin, owing to what they consume. For example, wild salmon naturally obtained this carotenoid from their shrimp and small fish diet. On the other hand, farmed salmon diets are comprised mainly of fish meal and oils, giving them a grayish hue. To mimic the wild salmon's attractive, healthy pink color, food manufacturers add synthetic astaxanthin to farmed salmon feed. But now, by law, grocers are required to inform consumers when color has been added artificially to salmon. Studies suggest one should consume wild-caught salmon and avoid farmed or artificially colored salmon. Not only is wild-caught salmon naturally higher in this vital carotenoid, but it's safer for consumption and contains fewer contaminants. An irreparable optic nerve shocks the medical community. After attending the seminar where I heard about the benefit of supplementing with astaxanthin, we introduced astaxanthin, aka super vitamin E, into my husband's daily regimen only a couple of weeks after his accident. A terrible fall during a training run where he would not only suffered a bruised, bleeding, and swollen face and a concussion, but he also damaged the optic nerve in his left eye. He continues using an astaxanthin supplement daily because it is 550 times stronger than vitamin E, 6,000 times stronger than vitamin C, and 550 times wealthier than green tea or other catechins. It also provides electrons to free radicals, keeps them in check, and can never cause destructive oxidation in the body. A few days after his accident, my sister-in-law was hiking with a friend who was also an optometrist. She relayed the essential facts about my husband's accident, but also mentioned her concern about his blind left eye. So the optometrist recommended a referral to an ophthalmologist, which is an eye specialist. After reviewing the test results from the hospital in my hometown, referred my husband to an otolaryngologist, an ear, nose, and throat specialist, to remove a bone splinter that pierced his optic nerve from the accident. I still remember the day the eye specialist phoned me before the surgery to caution me that he didn't think my husband would get any of his vision back. But he felt that it was still worthwhile to go through the surgery because it would alleviate the pain he still felt at that time in his head. The surgery involved going through his left nostril to remove the tiny bone that pierced the optic nerve, and the operation ended up taking place 1 week after my husband's accident, which we were very grateful for. Immediately after the operation, my husband saw a white light through his left eye. The ophthalmologist monitored my husband for a year, and he mentioned that if there were any improvements, they would occur during that time. During one of my husband's routine eye chart readings, the ophthalmologist was astonished and ran out of the room, in search of his colleagues so that they could see that my husband could read the letters on the chart with his left eye. Within a year, my husband miraculously regained 60% of his vision in his left eye, and the otolaryngologist, the ear, nose, and throat doctor, wrote a professional article about his case in a medical magazine. Astaxanthin is mainly derived from freshwater Haemococcus pluvialis microalgae. They place stressful conditions like increased light intensity, low nutrient levels, or increased salinity to transition algae to a resting cyst phase, accumulating the vibrant red astaxanthin color. This is the Haemococcus pluvialis. You can buy it in the powder form. I just take a little bit of it every day and put it in my cereal. The benefit of getting the Haemococcus pluvialis is you're just not getting the astaxanthin. You're getting all the benefits of the algae, the protein, and everything else that it needs to survive. But if that's not your thing, you can always just get the astaxanthin in a capsule form like most people do. Astaxanthin benefits for eye health. Astaxanthin crosses the blood-eye barrier and provides antioxidants to the eyes. It increases blood flow to the eye, allowing the body to reoxygenate the issues of the retina and eyeball and clear out toxins and waste more efficiently. Brain health. Astaxanthin can be vital in preventing and reducing brain damage from stroke. It works by stimulating blood flow, lowering blood pressure, relaxing blood vessels, and alleviating oxidative stress. Studies and emerging research have shown that astaxanthin benefits brain health by preserving cognitive function and lifestyle changes. It prevents and decelerates the progression of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, which shows progressive brain neuron loss leading to symptoms such as memory loss, confusion, tremors, agitation, and anxiety. The neuroprotective properties of astaxanthin may enable it to reduce oxidative stress and inflammation, which also helps speed recovery and reduces swelling from traumatic brain injuries like concussions. Astaxanthin also prevents and reduces cardiovascular disease risk. Astaxanthin shows excellent potential in preventing and reducing high blood pressure, hypertension by lowering oxidative stress and relaxing the blood vessel walls. Blocked arteries due to high LDLs, cholesterols, or triglycerides increase your blood pressure. Astaxanthin helps improve the thickness, strength, elasticity of the arterial walls. It helps regulate high blood pressure to prevent heart failure. Results indicate that it can reduce blood oxidation and delay blood clotting. The liver produces and transports cholesterol naturally via the blood to make membranes, vitamin D, and some hormones. Astaxanthin supplementation reduces high LDL levels, bad cholesterol. It improves adiponectin levels and HDL levels, the good cholesterol, because high LDL and low HDL levels in the body are a bad combination and risk factor for cardiovascular diseases. Astaxanthin helps regulate nitric oxide, the reason everyone is eating beets, and can also help restore the subtle balance between nitric oxide and peroxynitrate. This imbalance leads to abnormalities in the lining of arteries and other blood vessels, endothelium. Complications in the endothelium are associated with severe health issues, including diabetes, hypertension, poor immune system, insulin resistance, cancer, and atherosclerosis. Changes to the endothelium can also increase damage to the heart in the case of a heart attack. Astaxanthin helps protect the endothelium and reverse or prevent extensive heart damage by reducing oxidative stress in the blood. Specifically, astaxanthin use prevents heart damage during and after an attack. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD, is a common liver condition, but astaxanthin use can help protect liver function and prevent it. Fatty liver disease occurs mainly due to oxidative stress caused by prolonged inflammation in the liver. It is often associated with metabolic disorders like obesity and the accumulation of lipids at the cellular level. Type 2 diabetes. Astaxanthin can also help patients manage diabetes by lowering high blood pressure and improving sugar metabolism in type 2 diabetes. It enhances insulin sensitivity and reduces oxidative stress in pancreatic beta cells and sugar toxicity in the blood. Astaxanthin helps protect your lungs, eyes, stomach lining, and heart against bacterial inflammation by reducing inflammation. Astaxanthin's ability to reduce oxidative stress helps to reduce ulcers because it helps control Helicobacter pyloris, H. pylori. People using astaxanthin show signs of decreased DNA damage and improved immune response. Astaxanthin is also a promising option about arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis because its anti-inflammatory properties help with joint pain. Astaxanthin encourages the lymphatic glands to produce more lymphocytes, stimulating the immune response and improving their function. Men treated with astaxanthin saw reduced sperm death, increased sperm count, and enhanced sperm ability to fertilize eggs. Additionally, men achieved higher pregnancy rates and improved overall vitality and fertility. Astaxanthin can also prevent menopausal symptoms such as anxiety, stress, depression, and hot flashes. The antioxidative properties of astaxanthin are also excellent for your skin. It promotes skin health and can inhibit skin cancer. Astaxanthin also helps against UV-induced skin damage and the photoaging process. Oral and topical use of astaxanthin helps reduce age and liver spots. Smoothens wrinkles and helps restore skin moisture. It's a good internal sunscreen as well. I use it for that reason as well as for everything else. Astaxanthin blocks the enzymes responsible for dihydroxytestosterone, DHT, which is responsible for male pattern hair loss, often called androgenic alopecia, AGA. DHT is an androgen, which means that it is a male sex hormone involved in regulating and developing male sex characteristics. Astaxanthin decreases DHT blood levels by 40%, and studies show that taking astaxanthin twice daily makes new hair strands grow thicker and more plentiful. Enhances workouts. For workouts, astaxanthin helps increase endurance, boosts physical stamina, and reduces fatigue during and after intensive exercises. It enables the body to use its fat reserves and reduces the risk of skeletal and muscle damage. Astaxanthin in advanced optic nerve research. Current research is beginning to catch up with what some of us have witnessed firsthand, that optic nerve regeneration, once considered impossible, may indeed be achievable. The cutting edge of neuroscience is now exploring ways to restore vision using a combination of gene therapy, nanotechnology, light, and biochemical compounds like astaxanthin. My husband's remarkable optic nerve recovery, which defied conventional medical expectations, may one day reflect a broader truth that natural neuroregeneration is possible and perhaps already underway in ways we are only beginning to understand. Astaxanthin's ability to cross the blood-brain barrier and blood-retinal barriers and its powerful antioxidant action could be a key player in the future. Here's a look at some of the most promising advancements. Partial cellular reprogramming. Harvard researchers have successfully restored optic nerve function in mice and monkeys using a gene therapy cocktail containing OCT4, SOX2, and KLF4. These genes essentially rewind cellular age and boost regeneration. Human trials are reportedly on the horizon. Exosome-based nanotherapy, EXOPTEN, Neurexone Biologic Incorporated, has developed a nanodrug exo 10 that uses extracellular vessels to deliver targeted therapies. This innovation led to near normal retinal activity in animal models with optic nerve injuries. Nano neuro knitting. Scientists are experimenting with peptides nanofibers designed to mimic the extracellular matrix of nerves, providing scaffolding to guide axonal regrowth. These bioengineered fibers knit severed nerve pathways back together. Photoacoustic silk scaffolds. These carbon nanotube-infused silk structures harness light to stimulate nerve regrowth without altering genes. They offer a new non-invasive path for restoring neuronal connections, particularly in delicate tissues like the retina. Whole eye transplants and optogenics. One science fiction, whole eye transplant attempts have shown some success. Meanwhile, optogenics, a method of making retinal cells responsive to light, enables partial vision recovery in cases where optic nerves remain damaged, but some retinal functional remains. While these methods are largely experimental, science is evolving rapidly. Natural compounds like astaxanthin, with their neuroprotective and anti-inflammatory properties, may soon complement or enhance these therapies. And perhaps, just perhaps, my husband's recovery wasn't an isolated miracle, but a preview of what's possible when nature and innovation work together. Before you supplement, while astaxanthin is generally considered safe, it's important to consider medication interactions. Since astaxanthin may help lower blood pressure, you should not take it if your doctor prescribes blood pressure medication. Insufficient safety data exists, so consult your healthcare provider regarding its use for pregnancy and breastfeeding. As a matter of caution, do not take larger quantities of astaxanthin. Avoid astaxanthin sources derived from shellfish, marine algae, or krill if you have a known seafood allergy. Discuss other avenues of adding this nutrient to your diet with your family physician or nutritionist. Suggested doses. typically 4 to 12 milligrams per day. Always follow medical guidance. In conclusion, my husband was also fortunate that he didn't have to worry about any precautions, interactions, or the like associated with astaxanthin. My husband's healing journey from concussion and optic nerve trauma have been nothing short of extraordinary. While no supplement can guarantee the same results, astaxanthin played a crucial role in his recovery and remains part of his wellness routine. This antioxidant powerhouse shows promise across numerous systems in the body, from vision to heart health, from brain recovery to glowing skin. Talk to a doctor before adding astaxanthin to your health regimen, as everyone's health needs are unique. This article is for educational purposes only. Consult with your healthcare provider to see if it suits you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to Where Science Meets Self-Care with Ida Finelli. Ida bridges clinical science with holistic wisdom, guiding you toward radiant skin, balanced energy, and lasting well-being. Don't forget to subscribe, share the show, and join us next time for more inspiration and practical tools to help you live beautifully inside and out. To connect with Ida, visit Linktree/IdaFinelli. Until then, take good care of yourself. And remember, self-care is where science and soul meet.